Blog Talk Radio.
Here it is. About that time. Lexi. Let's go.
Tune in to the It's a Way Out radio show, hosted by author and motivational speaker Marlon Reed, author of the book The Diary of a Changed Man and lead servant of the ministry Men Do Help Men. Marlon is here to help you breathe again. Tune in every other Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309 on blogtalkradio.com/NHISG Sports Media Network. Remember, no matter how deep you think you're in, it's a way out.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? I want to welcome y'all to another show, edition of my show, It's a Way Out. But most of all, it's a way to stay out by your host, Marlon Reed. First and foremost, you know, I want to give thanks to God, you know, for allowing us to have this opportunity to speak to each other, to, you know, help get someone some shed some light on someone's darkness. So this is what it's all about, man, some inspirational motivation talk to let people know that it do work. So we just want to thank God. We want to thank Jesus. We want to thank the Holy Spirit for just giving us this opportunity tonight once again. So, you know, it's been 2 weeks, and here we are. We back again already. Time is flying so quickly, you know, that every time you look up, it seems like it's every week. But say 2 weeks. So how y'all been? I know I've been striving hard. Tell y'all a little bit about me. Once again, you know, I like to tell y'all about things I've been doing within the last 2 weeks. Pay your way to success. You know, I like to use that remedy by Deacon Rudy and his wife, Sister Michelle. I've been using it for sweeps. Last time I talked to y'all, I think I had like 16 days. Well, and I fell off like 3 times since then. Started all over. And then started all over again today and fell off again today. So now I got to start all over, starting tonight. You know what I mean? The 90-day pay your way to success. So, you know, I use it for, you know, trying not to eat sweets. You go 10 days and then you go 5 days, 10 days, and you go 30 days. And you look up, you're 45 days into the 90. You know, you can write it down or, like I say, use it for weight. But for me, I use it for sweets, man. It's so hard for me to stop to use sweets. But, you know, I fell off, so I got to start all over again. So, you know, I always talk about the presidential race. I think the last time I spoke to y'all about it, Pennsylvania had a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, Pennsylvania had, you know, their election and they voting. And I didn't get a chance to vote. Much as I talk about voting, I didn't get a chance to vote because my day was just so busy and by the time I got done, the polls was closed. But my wife did vote. So she voted for us. And, you know, I tell you straight up, Democratic voted for Hillary. I think she voted for Hillary. I think that's what she voted for. But we definitely gotta pay attention and keep focus on what's going on, because now that, you know, Trump is in the lead race for the Republican, you know, he already sitting and waiting on November who he gonna battle. So it's up to us who we gonna choose. Sanders or Hillary, you know, is our next 4 years of how we're going to live. So we definitely got to choose that and choose wisely. Also, man, I wanted to speak a little bit about, I got a chance to speak, you know, last Thursday, you know, Increase the Peace, Stop the Violence with Mel Floyd Evangelism School. And I got a Reverend Mel Floyd, excuse me, Reverend Mel Floyd Evangelism School. And I got to thank his daughter and her husband, Mr. and Mrs. Sawyer, for inviting me out to be able to speak to the children and speak to the kids and speak to the community, you know, on the block. Three people did get saved except Christ that night. The community came out and helped us, you know, fight to try to take back the streets. If you was in the Philadelphia area, it was up Frankfurt on Gritzel and Fort Rock Street, a real bad corner. Like three, four people from the beginning of the year until now, I think about three or four people got killed. Two people got stabbed. So it's a real bad area, and they called on them. That's what they do, a lot of evangelism. I'm in evangelism field myself, went to their school, graduated, and I've been working with them, going out with them to different drug corners and, you know, sharing my testimony. And I really don't like to share. I share a little bit on it, but I like to speak to the people and let them know what, you know, Christ has done for me, what God had done for me. And I speak about, you know, when I was living that lifestyle, because I lived on both sides of the fence, you know. So it turned out well, man. You know, we had another sister who opened up, and, you know, she burns the mic up. We the second time, you know, I came on after her, she get the crowd rallied up, but you know, her high spirit, she real high tempo with it, you know. And she definitely got people in tune to listen in, and she definitely gave a good word. And me, I always speak last because I'm more laid back with my testimony and then with the word that I do spread and get to the people. But it turned out awesome, man. It was a great event. Like I say, man, I can't wait to the next one, to go out to the next drug corner and talk to the young people and, you know, save some people, because people want to be saved, man, and they just don't know how to go about it. And like I say, for us Christians, or should I just say religion, but I'm going to speak my religion. For us Christians, man, we got to get out there, because if people, when they come out their doors, this is what they see. They see drugs, they see crime, they see killing, they see violence. You know, they don't see us out there, you know, so they don't think this thing work of Christ, because they don't see us out there. So us as Christians, the Muslim brothers be out there, the Jehovah's Witness, they be out there, you know, we got to get out there too. And I wish we all can just come together and become one nation under God and accept Christ and stop this religion battle thing. But, you know, we got to get out there, people, and let the people know that it do work, because they don't believe that it don't work. So that's why they doing the violence, because they believe in what they see. And what they see is the violence going on. They let Satan get a hold to them and show them that this is the way. And we got to get out there and we got to fix it, because if we don't fix it, then it would never, ever get right. So I just want to thank them once again for allowing me to be able to come and, you know, spread my word, man. And like I say, you know, I can't wait till we get there the next time. Also, I wanted to speak about the morning show, man, the gospel morning show, Yolanda Adams. Booted from her religion radio show and replaced by Erica Campbell. I wonder how y'all feel about that. You know, that's a big thing, because, you know, for me, I listen to Yolanda Adams, man. So, you know, it's definitely a big thing for me, because anytime I listen to her, she did do some inspirational, and as my new word now, you can't compromise what you believe in. And she definitely didn't compromise, man. And, you know, I listened to her in the morning and got a lot of good uplifting and spiritual, you know, words, and from her and her cast that she had and her team that she had. I'm not saying Erica Campbell ain't going to do the same thing. I haven't listened to it yet. I know her first show aired at May 10th, but I haven't listened to it yet. Not because I don't want to, just because different things of the job. But I'm gonna get around to it and I'm gonna listen to it. But back to Yolanda, man, it was a big surprise, a big shocking, because she's been there almost a decade, about 9 years, and feeding the people. And as I'm reading this, say like 38 different states, man, 38 different radio shows was syndicated listening to us. So, that's a big thing, man. And I just continue to pray for her. I know, she know probably, get another show or get another radio show. She probably tired too, want to just lay back and listen to a show, be a fan herself, but I just wish, pray on it and, pray on, her outcome or what she going to do from here on out, in the mornings. But it's definitely a big blow to me, a big shocker to me, because I did love listening to her show. But we support Erica Campbell. She a great, spiritual and beautiful and Christian woman and godly woman. So I know she going to come on and continue right where Yolanda left off at. She going, probably elevate it to another way, because, everything always got to change, even in the Christian world. If I could speak like 2 minutes on even the music, to me, I know some people probably be mad I talk about this or say this, but, this is my opinion, and I don't compromise. A lot of the new gospel just sound like sound like hip hop to me. But, sometimes even we compromise to fit in the world too, the worldly system. And a lot of the new music, it just sound like the beats, and because all the music sound the same today. And when I turn to in Philly, where I'm from, 103.9, and a song came on. I'm not going to say the artist's name, but I thought it was definitely a hip hop song. So, some people might be mad, like, what are he talking about? His music and his God, but that's just my opinion of how it sound, how a lot of the new gospel music sound, real hip hop ish. If I want to listen to hip hop, I listen to the hip hop station. But everything changed, that's the way of the world. We live in a new time, technology, the world is a fast, up tempo pace. And nothing stay the same, and I understand that. But the book, I'm not gonna get into that. But to me, a lot of the gospel songs sound hip hop. But tonight we're gonna talk about relationships and how long should we be in a relationship before we get married. That's what I'm gonna talk about tonight. Nothing scripted, nothing really, never scripted on my show. Everything be straight off the top of the head. Even when I had guests, I just asked them questions. And even when I'm solo, I just talk straight off the head, or unless I'm reading out the Bible, or scriptures. But tonight, just straight off the head, I got my own opinions about relationships. So we're going to shoot to a commercial real fast. Inspiration song. I love to give y'all Lexi, for some people who may be down and feeling darkness and feeling that God not hearing any prayers, or asking why my journey is so long and so dark, when my light gonna come, it's definitely gonna come. But at the same time, you gotta have faith. You gotta continue to focus on Him and not them. And also, God want us to do things too. Just like we want God to do things, God wants us to do things for Him too. Mm-hmm. So we got to get up and start doing what we need to do. Not saying He's not going to bless you if you don't. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, we got to start doing some things that God wants us to do too in our life. Remember, we living for eternal life, not in the flesh. Your eternal life, you should hope it be heaven. But we're going to shoot to this commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about relationships. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out. It's your host, Marlon Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO, Miss Princess Cooper.
Here it is. About that time. Let's see. Let's go.
Never said I got it all right. All I ever said was God is good. And I never had it all together. But he always showed mercy on me. Made a few mistakes in my life. All he ever did was forgive me.
So good sports media radio with CEO Miss Princess Cooper. Tonight, man, I want to get into, talking about relationships. First, I'm going to come right out the bat, with me. I'm going to talk about me first, my wife. Yes, we was together for 10 years. We've been together 13 years. We were together 10 years before we got married. We've been married for the last 3 years. Why it took so long? I really wasn't, had my mind set on getting married. I really wasn't, it just wasn't ready. You know what I mean? I don't know why I wasn't ready to stand up, take on that responsibility. But then when you look at it, out of the 10 years we've been living together for about the last 7 or 8, ever since I came, even before I went to prison, we was living together, even when we was out there on the other side of the world. And then when we was on this side of the world, when I came home, we've been living together ever since. So just wasn't ready, but my pastor and his wife came to my house, I think November. It was like the beginning of November of 2012. And, we was going out to dinner. We was taking them out to dinner, and before we went out, he was saying something they got to say. And he was saying, look, man, y'all got to get married, man. Y'all got to stop, shacking up. Y'all, you're coming to church. You've been coming for a little while, man. been coming for about 2 years now. So, you know, it's, I can have this talk with y'all, you know, y'all a little bit mature in you know, the spiritual world. And, you know, y'all got to stop shacking up and y'all got to come together. I'm like, oh, where this come from? So, like, y'all got to get married. If not, you got to pack your bags and you got to move out and you got to come, you know, live with me because y'all can't be shacking up. So I'm like, oh, pastor, you know, oh, this is my, you know, my place, you know, she might have to go. So, but no, long story short, I thought about it right then and there, man, because I do follow authority. You know, Christ said, you know, I follow Christ and Christ appointed him as my authority. So I do follow authority. And with 2 months later, we got married, man. You know, I paid for the wedding. And we had it in church, and you know, I came up the money, and you know, we came up the money, and we got married 2 months later, January 5th, 2013. So, and it was the best thing that I did, man. And as I sit back, I think about like, why wait so long? You know what I mean? We was having problems, multiple problems, before I got married, man. Like, man, I almost was gone. Like, you know, Satan was getting back to me in a way where I was like running the streets and not getting high, but you know, because we was off and on in our relationship, and you know, I was dealing with different women and things of that nature, man, and almost was out there. You know, so not out there on getting drugs or getting high, but I'm talking about out there chasing women. You know, that was addiction too I had. So, and Satan brought that lust like right back to me. You know, that last time me and her, I think we had broke apart. But prior to them coming to the house, we was already back together, and we was back together for a little minute, like 6 months. 7 months, you know, prior to that, when I say I was almost gone, but when we got married, we was together back for about 6 months. But it was the best thing we had, man. We don't have them same problems, you know, she was having issues and I was having issues. We still had problems, but not them problems once we got covered in Christ. So what I want to speak about tonight is why we just settle women. Why you just settle for being a baby mom, you know, for like 5-10 years and y'all living together and you living together like you married? Why not compromise? If you want to be married, don't compromise. Because to me, I think it's even for men, same thing for men. Let me say that too. Why is y'all being together and you just being a baby father, you know, or baby daddy, or you working, or, you know, y'all living together and you're paying bills? And some people even live together as, you know, this my man, this my woman, or this my baby mom, this my baby father. They buy houses together and not married. So, you know, when they depart before it's paid or whatever may be the situation, I'm just saying, how long do it take? Why? For you to get married or for you to know a person, do it take 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Because you have some people be together that long where their children are grown and they've been together and they're still not married. So my question tonight is, why not get married if you're living together? I'm not going to speak on marriage. That's something, that's another topic. This is leading into that. You know, down the line when I speak about marriages and why so many marriages fail, you know, that's different. But I'm speaking about leading up to the marriage or never getting married. I'm just speaking about relationships for the people who just tuned in. But yeah, so how long do it take? Do it take 2 years or it take 3 years? Like, we have a lot of people live together and not married. You know, and as I told y'all, for me, yes, it took 10 years. It took for the high authority I followed to say, you need to marry this woman and need to get covered in, you know, we did. So that was the best thing. And I sit back and I'm saying to myself, like, wow, why did I wait so long? You know, why? You know, I'm really not taking no callers. But I'm just speaking in general when I say why I'm speaking to myself. You know, we got to get past that point. We got to break that chain, ladies and men. You know, we gotta get covered. Now, is people business is they business. And I'm not, you know, some people are, why is he going there? That's my business. I want to, you know, I can live the way I want to live. I'm just speaking on relationships. And a big part of it is marriage, man. And especially in our community, African-American community, where we'll be together forever and won't marry, man. And the man and the woman, and we settle for that. We settle for being the baby mom, the baby dad. We settle for being the boyfriend, the girlfriend. We settle for, this is my man, or this is my woman. You know, we live together. We pay bills together. We purchase cars together. We purchase a house together, a mortgage together. We purchase apartments and together, you know. But we won't say I do, you know. We won't, you know, stand in front of that pastor and let him cover you through Christ. Because Christ say, you gotta love your wife as much as I love the church. That's what Christ tell the men. And Christ say to the women, which is hard for both, for men to love their wives as I love the church. And for the woman, you gotta submit to your husband. So, you know, it's just mind buzzling to me now that I'm married, and I've been married for 3 years, and I talk to, like, you know, homies of mine, or, you know, family members that, you know, been together for like 5, 6 years or 7 years, like nieces and nephews, 7 and 8, and they still together. Like, why you ain't married? Or, you know, you might be another thing, engaged. Some people be engaged for like 10 years. Like, stop playing. When is you going to marry this person? You know what I mean? When y'all go marry each other, you talk about engaged for, we've been engaged for the last 3 years. Are you serious? Could have been married and been covered for the last 3 years. But yeah, man, we got to break the chains somewhere, man, especially in our community, man. We need that bond. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with justice of peace, going to city hall or, again, man, because sometimes people don't have the finance. That's a lot of reasons too. You, man, I'm telling you, we paid for our wedding within 2 months, man. We did it in church. We had like a, you know, after the wedding, we went downstairs and ate. You know what I mean? Paid for the food and paid for somebody to cook the food. And, you know, and it turned out nice, man. Sometimes you don't have to have the big wedding, even though that's your big day. You don't have to have that big wedding, man. You just, you know, you still can have a wedding where you can, in your boundaries, where, you know, is enough in your pockets where you can do it. Or, you know, go to Justice of Peace, you know. But you want to get covered. You know, I prefer you get covered by a pastor, you know, or start going to church and get a pastor, you know, because all pastors might not marry just individual people, you know what I mean, just people they don't know, you know. You know, you got to build relationship, and to get there, to get married, man, you got to go to marriage counselor and all that. But back to the relationship, but like I say, that's a whole nother topic for the marriage. But yeah, man, we gotta break these chains and stand up and come together and be one, because these children need to say, you know, when they go to school, yeah, my mother and father, we married. You know, it's not just not saying that when you are, you know, that you're gonna stay together and ain't gonna break up. But it's just so much better, man, for a mother and father to be married, raising their children. So I just wanted to throw that out there and give y'all something to think about, man. You know, for the people who are not in a relationship, you know, I mean, that's in a relationship and not trying to get married. You know, like, you cool with just being together, but y'all doing everything together like a husband and wife. You know, I guess that the law state at 7 years you married and all that. No, get that paper, man. Get that thing stamped. Get it bonded and come together. I'm telling you, it's going to be the greatest thing y'all did, man. For y'all that's, you know, that's engaged, stop playing. Go ahead and set that date and go ahead and say, I do. Kiss the bride and say, I do. You know, it's going to be the greatest thing. I'm telling you, you're coming from experience. Well, only 3 years, but you're coming from experience, a little bit of experience of marriage, man. So with that, you know, I'm going to shoot to a commercial and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about relationship. And also I'll talk about the single people a little bit too. I talk about it when I come back on the other side. It's the way out, but most of all, it's the way to stay out with your host, Marlon Reed on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with Miss Princess Cooper.
Tune in to the hottest sports talk show on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. Join us weekdays at 7 p.m. Stories about players and coaches of all levels. We make it easy to talk sports. Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
You use Tide Pods?
Yeah.
But I thought you were the queen of the pre-treat soak, treat soak.
Those are fond memories, but those things are amazing. Once I saw what they did, I actually started to relax. Don't touch my things. Those little guys clean, brighten, and fight stains. So now I can focus on more pressing matters.
Like your container.
Isn't it beautiful?
Your sweet peppers aren't next to your hot peppers.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
Hey, we're back on It's the Way Out, but most of all, it's the way to stay out with your host, Marlon Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO Ms. Princess Cooper. We was talking about relationships and how long should we be in a relationship? How long do it take to know a person? You know what I mean? For me, I think it should be really no longer than 3 years, you know what I mean? But, like I say, let me start off for the people maybe who just tuning in. Yes, it took me 10 years to get married to my wife, and we've been married for the last 3 years. But as I've been married now, I really think if you're in a relationship, man, it shouldn't take no longer than 3 years to get married. Definitely no later than 5, but that's stretching, you know what I mean? But by 3 years, you should know if you're going to be with this person for the rest of your life, seriously. You should know, you know, within, you know, the first, you're going to know, you start dating, talking over the phone, texting each other. It's always good in the beginning. She making you smile, get a text. He making you smile, you get a text. And going out to the movies, you're going out to eat. You're constantly talking to each other. And even the first argument, the first makeup, down to, you know, this person spending the night over each other's house to the person moving in. Now y'all living together. Hopefully, you know, no children don't, you know, come into play. But this is life, so I got to speak on it. Children do come into play before the marriage. But, you know, now you're looking at 3 years. You know if you can be with this person for the rest of your life or not. You know if this is a deadbeat father or not, or this is a mother, a deadbeat mother or not, because you do have deadbeat mothers too, you know, and they do live with the child and they deadbeats too. So it go both ways. So you already know now within 3 years if you can be with this person for the rest of your life. You know, if y'all can live together for 6-7 years, why not tie the knot, you know, because it's basically the same thing y'all doing. Y'all paying bills, and you know, you holding her down, she holding you down. However they say in this new time, ride or die, and all types of stuff. You know, that's what y'all doing for each other. You know what I mean? So you look up, it's 10 years, you know. Little baby is 10 years old. We still not married. We, you know, we living together like we married. We going everywhere like we married. Like, we just scared to make that move. We scared to make that commitment, because I just think we both, you know, a lot of people still maybe not sure, you know, because, you know, especially in this lustful time we live in, you know what I mean, where, you know, it is a lustful time. I'm going to just leave it there. And, you know, so people not sure, you know what I mean? But I just think, you know, you should be sure after 3 years. You know, once again, I'm going to say for me, yeah, it did take me 10. But I knew my wife, you know, with, you know, that we was going to be together, you know, for a long time, for maybe after, like, the first year. We, you know, in the streets together. Even before when we got together, I knew we was going to be together, because we used to run the streets together maybe for like 2 years, 2-3 years before we even slept together. But I already knew we was going to get together, you know, eventually, and I knew this what it was going to be. You know, like I say, you know, just was a lot of things going on that it took the 10 years. But I didn't want to get married. I knew we was going to be together, but I didn't want to get married, man. But once I got married, man, it was the greatest thing I did, man. So that's why I'm stressing it to the people that's in relationships for so long, man. Just go ahead, tie that knot and make this your queen for real, and make this your king for real, or make this your priest of the house for real. You know, make this your godly woman. The house get covered. You know, once again, like I say, for the men, Christ said, you got to love your wife as I love the church. And for the women, it states, you got to submit to your husband, you know. And that's hard and a lot of times that's hard for us to do. You know, that's why we don't make that next move, because loving your wife as Christ loved the church. You know, that's big, because we know how Christ loved the church, because he said, my church is going to be for the house of prayers. You know, and we know how much Christ is passionate about the word of God and following God and you know, following that move. You know, I mean, following, you know, his heavenly father. So to love your wife, man, that's big. So for you to stand on that boat is big, and for women to submit to their husband, that's hard for them to do. You know what I mean? Because, you know, submitting means, you know, you surrender, you give up, you know, but It don't mean that when you submitting to your husband. It just meaning you submitting to your husband, saying, okay, he's the head of the house, you know. He's the head. This is what I follow, you know. This is who I follow, I follow, you know, my pastor, authority. This is who I follow, in authority. But he's not your authority. He's your soulmate. So you just submitting to him and following him and always standing by his side, you know, never showing people that y'all in a war, y'all in a battle, y'all in an argument. Even if he wrong, you still support him right there. And then when you get home, then you confront him like, yo, you was wrong, X, Y, Z, but never out in public. You never come at your man neck in front of other people. No, you don't do that. Even in a relationship, you don't do that. You don't have to be married. So you're just in a relationship, period. The man, you always treat her like the queen that you want her to be. You got to treat her like that queen you want her to be. You know what I mean? Because this is your queen, you know, and you got to spoil her in the way that you think you need to spoil her and how she want to be spoiled. And she got to submit to you the way she needs to submit to you. And a lot of people don't understand when they say submit to your husband. Even when you say I do, submit your husband and your wife on both behalf come over your children. And that's a whole thing. Some people, man, what is he talking about? My children first. No, your husband is first, your wife is first, and then your children. If you marry, that's how it go. That's why I say submit to your husband, submit to your wives. And I also say men gotta submit to their wives too. But you know, they come first and then your children, you know. But get some understanding and some clarity on that. I don't have time to break that down, but I did speak on it. And I really don't have time to clarify that all the way. So you got to get some information and some clarity on that. But, yeah, come on. We gotta stop living together forever and not making that next move, man. You know, even, you know, our single people, you know, a lot of people single, man, they looking for love. You know, you see it all on Facebook. But sometimes we be in, like, different relationships and it don't work out. So I say this not to offend anyone, but I do say this in a fashion of sometimes we gotta look at what are we doing. If we've been in different relationships, is we hard to deal with? Is we hard to live with? You know, because a lot of times you see posters that they need the exact person exact like them. You know what I mean? They looking for the person who is just like them. So sometimes we put a lot of strain on that significant other, even if it's a woman, you know, or a man, you know, we put a strain on them trying to make them live up to our standards. So sometimes we got to look at ourselves, man, and wonder why we single. You know, is it because we put too much standard on what we want now? Like I just said, you got to believe in what you believe in and don't compromise. Yes, I did say that. But it's sometimes it's our ways is like too moody or too rude or, you know, whatever. So sometimes we got to just take a look at ourselves. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm not saying compromise, but I'm saying sometimes we got to take a look at ourselves and say, is it me or is it just God going to send this right person in my life when that time come? You know, break down your relationships or break down the people you was talking to and see why it didn't work. You know, sometimes it could be us and we just don't take a look at us saying, okay, this is me and I need to fix that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so that's to my single people, man. And it's not bad being single because that gives us time to see what we really want. You know, it gives us time to learn more about ourselves and more about what we want in a relationship. Because, you know, just don't accept any old thing because you want to be in a relationship. You know, a lot of relationship is based off sex. You know, the woman may get good sex, the man may get good sex, and a lot of times they get based off of that. That's why it don't work, because that's all it's based off for, you know, sex. And, you know, eventually, you know, that's gonna dry out eventually if it's just based off sex, that this person can give good sex. So, you know, you got to base your relationship around that more. And I was listening to the radio the other day, man, and a married couple, and she was saying her husband, you know, wasn't giving her sex, and she ready to get divorced. And it was just deep, because I'm like, man, is that's all your marriage based off? Yeah, of course we want sex, we want pleasure. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that, but just what she was going into, it was just leading off, like who she was talking to told her, man, you know, give them some time and, you know, ask them what it is and why not, you know, it's going this way, you know, asking, is it me, you know, is it me or whatever, but it was like coming down to like a divorce and, you know, we can't base things just off sex, man. Yes, we need it. That's a part of life. It's a part of pleasure from our significant other, but we can't base it off that. You know what I mean? So you got to base your relationship off of standards. You know, this is what I want, but at the same time, take a look at ourselves when we in multiple relationships. I'm not saying all the relationships we in, we having sex. So let's not be get confused with somebody saying I'm calling them a name. No, because all the relationships we in, we don't even make it to the sex. We just be talking and this, that, and later, and they don't even get past that. That's still a relationship if you just talking to a person, you know. But we got to look at all that and see what it is. Do I need to take a look at my attitude or the way I treat men or, you know, men, the way I treat women, you know, is it something that I'm not doing right and why I can't get into a proper relationship? So we definitely just got to take a look at these things, man. You know, I'm glad y'all tuned in tonight. You know, y'all can leave opinions, you know, on a link, you know, or if you see me, or leave it on my Facebook page or in my inbox that you agree or you disagree what I talked about. That's all good, because it's all about opinions. And this was my opinion. Something got me just to talk about relationships. And I wanted to talk about it because I was just like, wow, when I was, you know, talking and it was like, you know, forever. And I'm like, man, y'all got to come together and y'all already together, like, you know, kids 17, you know what I mean? But it's just my opinion on relationships and how long I think it takes to learn a person. I think 3 years that y'all together, living together, you know, you know what type of toothpaste this person like and how this person sleep and how this person, you know, do X, Y, Z. You know all that within 3 years, so you should be able to know if you can marry this person or not. You know, you should be able to know what type of man that's going to be or what type of woman that's going to be, you know. So come on, come together. Let's break these chains in our community, man, and let's stop being just baby moms and baby fathers and man or woman. You know, this is my man, this is my woman. Let's start saying, look, let's get married for real and, you know, and get covered by Christ, definitely by your pastor or by a pastor. And for my single people, man, you know, it do get greater later. Someone is out there for you. You know, it's your journey you got to walk through, you know, and somebody will be there soon in your life, God will bring them to you at the right time, the right place, in the right situation. But two, at the same time, please, you know, let's take a look at a mirror of what we doing. Like, is it me? You know, it can't be always just them. It got to be me. It got to be something I'm doing too, ain't right, for this thing not to work for me not to pass this boundary of talking, or pass this boundary of just, you know, dating, going to the movies or whatever, going to get something to eat. So you got to take a look at that too, single people. And people, we got to stop wanting to live like these celebrities. You see it so much. Oh, I love their relationship. And a lot of people can't make it nowhere because they basing their relationship off of so many high profile celebrities' relationships that's in the public, not behind closed doors. And we got to stop wanting to be like them and stop putting so much strain on significant others to want to be like this person and that person in them celebrities' relationships. We truly do, man. Be in your own relationship, have your own standards, and live by them, not them celebrities. So thank y'all for tuning in, listening to It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out. You know, next show, try to have a special guest working on that. So I'm not going to get too many details on that right now, but trying to get this special guest in on the next show, man, that can give us some information on, you know, XYZ. I'll leave it like that. But God is good. Never doubt that God is not good. Never doubt that God is not listening. Never doubt that God don't love you. Remember, Satan want to get a grip hold on you and show you that God don't love you. He want to show you all your wants, the lust. Because right now, I'm telling you, we living in a time that's full of lust, man. That's strong. That's why we live by faith and not by sight. Because Satan will tank with your sight. He will distract you with your sight. You know, he will distract you with your eyes. So stay on faith. And believe me, faith works. Because you're talking to a person that been down many times, man, but just has so much faith on, you know, I know it's going to be okay. I know it's going to be all right. Even now, even me walking with Christ, man, I still have a lot of adversities come my way, man. Like, I'm dealing with something now, but I know faith is going to prevail. And I know faith, because it always do. You know, if I don't have faith soon as something happened, you know, I'm giving up on my faith, then it's not going to work. This sign, miracle, one is not going to work. So I'm telling you, man, prayer do work. Please start reading scriptures. Start getting some revelation. Start getting some understanding. Start getting some information. Start disciplining. And start making some corrections in your life. I'm telling you, man, that's my ministry. Them seven words right there, men do help men. We all about helping. We all about bread. And we all about bringing back the community. We all about raising the men back up. We all about helping men get married, especially if they've been together forever. You know, we helping men get back on their feet, man, because a lot of men just, you know, out here thinking that it don't work. Even with a criminal record, they think it don't work. Like I say, you're looking at a person that once was a criminal, and here it is, you know, I have a good job, waste management, you know, it do work. I went and got my CDL, you know, I went and got something to bring to these people, because a lot of times we come to these people with nothing, no diploma, no GED, no trade, and then we think we supposed to just come out job for $20 an hour. No, you got to bring some credentials, man. You know, go get your GED, go get a skill. And that's what I had to do. I had to get my GED. Then I had to go get a skill, which was a CDL, you know, with the Allstate, and got the CDL. So I brought something to the table for them to look past that criminal record, you know, and then I went and got some job experience. you know, 5, 6, 7 years of driving with some job experience to get this good job, you know, where I'm at. So, I mean, it do work, prayer work, faith work. Real quick on the book. The book is coming this summer, really. And I kept telling y'all about the book and with the editor, and it takes time. Oh, man, we've been working hard. Me and the editor have been going back and forth, working hard, man. We're about 90% done to the book, man. I'm reading over of it, and I'm just so excited what my life can do for others, man. And I look at how God, from day one, been with me. And I really never paid attention how God been with me every step of the way to bring me to this point to be talking to y'all right here tonight from the time I was born and from the way I was conceived and born all the way up until now. It was my journey. One man's journey is the next man's path. I'm trying to tell you that statement I always say is true, man. So the book is definitely coming. We want to shoot it for Father's Day, June 19th, but I think it's going to be a little bit after Father's Day just because of some things I'm dealing with and going through right now. So, but it's definitely going to be out, you know, no later than August, you know what I mean, I'm shooting for. But we want June 19th for Father's Day weekend for the men. But if not, we definitely is coming this summer because we like 90. We working hard, and we like down to the last 10 pages of editing. You know what I mean? So that's coming along, and the shirts with the Men Do Help Men is definitely still coming. I just didn't have time to go get the shirts to bring out there. A lot of people been asking me for the shirts, man. But still minister and still giving people the word and, you know, everything that I'm given, been given by higher authority, you know, I'm just giving it back to the people. You know, what was read to me when I first came in and taught to me when I first came through the doors, I'm just giving it back to the people on the streets to let them know it do work. So that's why you always hear me talk about God. People always hear me talk about God and Christ. And I'm going to keep on because this will help me. I surrendered to God in 2005, and the greatest gift he gave me in 2012 was his son, Jesus Christ, me accepting him as my Lord and Savior. So with that being said, man, all things as well, peace, love, and joy. Never give up and never compromise. If you believe in something, stand for it. You know, like I told people tonight on Facebook, you know, if it's not right and the Bible said it's not right, I'm not compromising. It's wrong. That's just plain and simple. I can't judge you and I'm not judging you. But don't expect me to compromise because I can't judge you. No, I'm not compromised. It ain't right. And I will tell you it ain't right. That's just what it is. If I got to read the scripture to let you know that it ain't right, it's not right. But enjoy, man, to the next 2 weeks. You know, love, peace, and joy. Stay up on this presidential race. I think Jersey voting at the end of June. So we're going to be looking at that real good because that's going to be something to watch or see what they do because, you know, they votes count big because it's leading. You look up, it'll be November real soon. So, you know, pay attention to that, man, because you got Bush already waiting on Ms. Clinton or Mr. Sanders or whoever going to win. So with that being said, man, love, peace, and joy. And I'm definitely out till next time. It's a way out. Most of all, it's a way to stay out. With your host, Marla Reed, on Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Radio, with Ms. CEO Princess Cooper. And also, download the app, Never Had It So Good, man, and listen to the rest of these shows, man. You got 30-something other shows, and welcome to all the new people that's coming on board within the next couple weeks, the next couple months. It's a lot of new people coming on board. I don't know y'all names right offhand, but I wanted to say congratulations to the network and enjoy. I hope we all can work together. I can come on y'all show. Y'all can come on my show. Good people, if you don't like this show, I guarantee you, You'll love some other shows. Peace.